Bob, we got Ryan on the line.
I was wondering about all of the ships around the sun.
There is no past, there is no present, there is no future, there's only now. It's a big now. Those ships that you're able to see now were from what you would say your future is.
Now, note he said that there's no present. People think tuning into the now is the present moment.
You'd have to have an ego to notice the now.
The tuning into the now is not the present. It's actually erasing the image of separation between past, present, future that your mind plays with.
Apparently, these are images from NASA, and they started coming through January 2010.
Who were the occupants? What kind of occupants?
Humans.
They showed up because Ion's here.
Well, they've always been here. You just are able to see them because we're here.
You've helped us see things.
Clearly now the rain is gone.
What was Sue telling us? She saw a UFO in Copenhagen?
A UFO in Copenhagen.
Yeah, and then Greg Skinner out in Halifax found footage of it, or a vehicle over Sweden, and it might have been the whole Scandinavian area. Ion, on that footage of the vehicle on October 14th over Sweden, is that what Sue saw in Copenhagen?
A version of it, yes.
What do you mean a version of the other one?
Two ships alike.
Are they from the same civilization?
The same ship. Yes.
Oh, did you say they are of the same ship?
Yeah. But they're not one ship. It's like I saw a big tank. Okay, I saw a big tank too. Is it like that tank? Yes. Is it the same kind of tank? Yes. Is it the exactly same tank? No.
It's like Agent Smith in The Matrix. Remember, there was hundreds of Agent Smith, right? That's a good image of what you mean. There's hundreds of the UFO over Copenhagen.
Yeah.
So what civilization is it resonating with?
This one?
It's resonating with us because it showed up. Okay, I get your point. Can we say it came from someplace?
Here.
Came from here.
Came
the
from
big
here.
Now. The big now.
Yes. Where do you get the big starbursty portal that's fixing to open? Everybody get you piss pods ready to get video footage of that.
Those portals open up spontaneously, quickly, or do they take like 15 minutes of timing to open? Or do they open up like in a flash?
That's relative. Some flashes last a millennia.
So, Ion, is there some soundscape that these vehicles are giving off that's communicating other stuff, like maybe crop circles?
That's a response of it, yes. Crop circles are the nodes of the phytoplankton in the plants that respond a certain way, which makes them have a certain vibrational frequency, which they lay down because they don't crush the fields. They actually grow to the ground. It changes the way they lay. So, did man create crop circles? Most certainly. Is it a man that's a few thousand years, what you say, time from being born yet? Yes.
And so the shapes of the crop circles, the sites that really go into these geometric patterns?
Okay. Remember back in the day when you used to have symbols in order to open portals? And you remember the importance of the symbols wasn't to go, it was so you could come back? Well, what in the hell are those but symbols so you'd know where you're back to?
They say human provocateurs are making those patterns.
They are. They just a couple thousand years from what you say being born yet.